always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This the Warrior Don Christian. You back with Yada the King Radio. Happy New Year to you all. Man, we're going to get it started with this new joint from Z. It's called text, Please Don't upset, Call Me. Let's get
right
it.
Back. Don't be mad that I left because I'm on the right track. Might be hot, but off top, here's my purpose, number one. I'm not a slave to the skirt. I'm a servant of the sun. Already taken like that Trey song. Grounded, I'ma stay strong. Not saying find a rebound, but I'm not the one to bank on. Don't need tight pants. Wait for the right man. You're worth way more than the one night stand. I really hope you hear me. You were made for purity. Only God's love sees past your insecurities. I know what you say, it's probably just a phase. My spirit says to leave, but my flesh would love to stay. With all due respect, I gotta go, this what I'm born to do. No, this ain't the end, because God has so much more for you. With all due respect, I gotta go, this what I'm born to do. No, this ain't the end, God has so much more for you.
Please don't call me back, I'm trying to stay on track. You trying to put it on me, but I'm trying to be holy. Girl, understand, I'm not that kind of man. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to stay clean. Please don't call me
back. I'm not
back.
What you used to. I told her I'm a different kind. But she ain't hearing this evident when she hit my line. She in my ear is clear, she trying to shift my mind. If it don't align with the word, I tell her get behind. Yeah, I know I had a hook when I flipped the line. But I ain't in it for the look, I'm trying to spend some time. Get to know you, grow and get close to you. Lead you like a man supposed, and I propose to you. I ain't telling fibs, I'm just trying to live it right. See, baby, you my rib, when it's time, you my wife. You got a smile on your face, I know it excites me. Together we can fly through the skies with a kite. I'm trying to be patient, I know it seems frightening. You gotta have faith and know it's the right thing. Walking in His grace, you and I shining brightly. But this could be a race if we
don't
let Christ lead.
Please don't call me back, I'm trying to stay on track. You trying to put it on me, but I'm trying to be holy. Girl, please understand.
He deserves my all. She might be pretty, but she's not worth my call. I don't have a choice, this is what I have to do. God has a plan for you and God has a man for you. Ladies, pay attention, listen up. He gave up on you cause you didn't wanna give it up. That's not a man, that's a boy who has no respect. A man looks in your eyes, boys look below the neck.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
please don't call me back. I'm trying to stay on track. You trying to put it on me, but I'm trying to be holy. Girl, please understand, I'm not that kind of man. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to stay clean. Please don't call me back.
I'm playing a dangerous game.
100 miles and running, they say I'm going nowhere. I took a nap and saw what's flying past me with a whole year. People say they love me, but that don't mean a thing unless I'm popping with a single and I'm dressing like a king. A diamond for the earlobe and heroin for heroes. He's keeping it 100 when I bring him back to zero, huh? I fought addiction, my eyes were lighting the vixens. The devil took a note and used girls to make that prediction, but I remember fighting in a bathroom. Cause after that I would return into the classroom. Quarter past noon, black eye, no gauze. Just to cover
cover up in red wounds. I am still dead, dude. Never dealt without a fight. This is only right. I can only write from my perspective. That's another height. They say failure's not an option. I say that it's not in sight. I've been running on E, turning quit into a quiet. I'm playing a dangerous game. Total move to the next dream. Cause all my lines are not sounding borderline extreme. Thoughts of letting go, letting God, I never cliche. Life is like a phone with no plan, I call it prepaid. There's no plan B. The mask on their face, how they gon' breathe? Fake friends run away, causing stampedes. Play footage from 02, a time I had a whole crew. A local Canon rapper that had quite unique vocals. But this is only better for my story. I'm just counting every day a blessing in my inventory. In my territory, separated, lonely, never worried. I bet you they would still try to ignore me. But who am I to box with? I can never stop. I'm the underrated option. Got it at the top. I've been plotting with a locksmith. This is such a shot. I'm just taking it. Cause making it don't mean I got a spot. I got a hustle.
Got a hustle. Got a hustle. Got a hustle.
Another day while I'm breaking through and falling in. Lost inside of my own heart. Learn songs. Another day. Of my own heart, learn it's all a game. 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 It's all a game.
The day my father say it, preaches gospel with the heat, cause that's the way I give him praise. Yeah, cause it's cold and it's dark. The world in need of fire, so we're coming with the spark. Inspired, now I'm serious, redeemer set apart. See, I'm a rider in this thing, and this is coming from the heart. Yeah, you could call me the human torch, I got my flame on. The devil wanted, so I tell the devil, game on. Yeah, I got the Holy Spirit in me. You want me to come and get me, but greater is he who's in me. Yeah, see, I'm a son of the Most High. And if my daddy don't allow it, then it don't fly. Yeah, see, I was lost, now I'm good. Was found and now ignited. Fuel the fire, if you would, I'm lit up.
Get lost, yeah, try to go get up. Yeah, they see the shine, yeah, now we stay lit up. Yeah, they see the light, yeah, run a rolling with us. Yeah, we gon' spread the word, yeah, the whole world lit up. Yeah.
This is what my mission be, to take the gospel to the streets, the birds to the hoods, so they can know the Lord is good, so they can know he love them. I'm talking about eternal, not kissing, hugging. He died for you and cousins, died for you and aunts, and other than a lie, there's nothing that he can't do. He put a beacon in my stomach now, and I refuse to ever dumb it down. Holy living water, but still I'm arsonist. Holy fire starter. Everywhere I go, and party with the flames. About to light the glow, let everybody know. The truth of much patience. Run like I got eight legs, crustaceans.
Get lost, yeah. Try to go get up. Yeah. They see the shine, yeah. Now we stay lit up. Yeah. They see the light, yeah. Run a rolling with us, yeah. We gon' spread the word, yeah. The whole world lit up. Yeah.
Yeah,
whole world lit up. Yeah, whole world lit up.
a demon like this. Shine so bright like ice on a wrist. Jesus is the way, truth, and a lie. From the dark, coming to the light. We on.
The devil is a liar. Pants on fire. When it's opposition, we just shine our light brighter. We lifting up the name of Jesus, lift them up higher.
Cause whenever we lift them up, we gon' draw men too.
Get lost, get try to go get up. They see us shine, know we stay lit up. They see a light, when we're rolling with us. We gon' spread the word, get the whole world lit up.
All right, we are here with the homies, DJ Sean Blue, man. How you doing today, boss?
Yeah, what's good, man? I'm good.
You good, we good. Talk to me, first of all, man, the name DJ Sean Blue, and then you got the $6 million, man. I mean, I've been following you for a minute. Talk to me, man, what's up with all the names, bro? How do you go forth with those?
Well, Sean Blue, Sean is actually... Is my name, my birth name.
Okay.
Blue is my nickname. So I just put them two together, and then you got Sean Blue. But yeah, that's the gist of it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
It's my first name and nickname, and then $6 Million Man is like, it's like my alias. The most cats growing up wanted to be Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. My joint was the $6 Million Man, the Bionic Man from the TV show back in the day. Kind of give you a glimpse of maybe how old I am, kind of, sort of. My superhero was the, you know what I mean, the Bionic Man. So, you know, DJs went through an era where they had aliases.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Other than they stage name, they had their little aliases, you know what I'm saying? So, my $6 Million Man, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, bro.
All right, man. I'm seeing that you was born in Germany. You've been DJing since 1988. But talk to me, man. I want to know a little bit about your testimony, man. Share with me how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then we're going to get into all of that in the mix of that, I'm pretty sure.
Man, it goes back to like my last year of high school, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm the third son out of four boys. I got four brothers, three brothers, four of us all together. Two older brothers, a younger brother, man, and just growing up, man, just been exposed, seeing a lot of things in life. Got into some things heading in the wrong direction, man, and I got kind of introduced to Christ, you know, through a young lady I was dating, man. And I'm not going to go too much into that, but the gist of it, you know, a lot of people thought at the time when I gave my life over, it was because she did, you know what I mean? But that was proven. I mean, if back then, if you would have looked at it, probably wouldn't have seemed that way, but that was since proven not to be the case, because, I mean, shortly thereafter that happened, man, you know, that relationship just dissolved, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, from that point, I mean, it was, you know, that was also a challenging period. Even though I gave my life to Christ at an early age, I still was faced with the challenges of being a teenager, and, challenges of being a teenager and the challenges of life, man. So I still was exposed and seeing a lot of things, man. But I mean, you know, just a lot of things for me just started, you know, early, man. Because as I got older, I see why God grabbed me early, you know what I mean? Because it was like, man, if I didn't do it when the time, if I didn't get saved when the time I did, man, I wouldn't actually be here talking to you right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just realizing, man, some of the things that I've been through in the last few years, and you know, not even just recently, man, just as time progressed, as I went on in my walk, man, if I didn't have that foundation, God's word, you know, my outcome in life would have been totally different to this point. And it wouldn't have been me on the phone talking to you. It wouldn't even have been, you know, some aspects of me even being here, man. So
yeah.
I was grateful to that. And, the best decision I've made in my life. So it's what it was, you know what I mean?
All right, man. Were you from New York? I feel like I always, when I think DJ Sean Blue, I think New York. I see you in Atlanta right now. But talk to me.
Well, the thing about with New York influences, that's where my family's from. My mom, she's New Yorker, and that's the. I'm not there, you know, directly, man. That's just where my family is. Majority of my family is from New York. My mom, uncles. Cousins, so, and being that I lived in Europe for a number of years, New York City was the communication from being in Europe to the States for a number of years, because my dad was military, and so we stayed, for a number of years, I lived overseas, so, a few times we lived in Georgia, it was back and forth, so... my dad decided to retire out of the military. He headed back to Georgia, where I am now, man. And it just kind of, became home. But that's it.
Wow, that's what's up, man. Talk to me about we're gonna talk about DJing and all that later. But just talk about, you said a word, a huge word, was the foundation that you had. Just talk about some of the instances that you remember how the foundation kept you alive, even as you said, man. What are some things that happened in your life that you would say, man, I had to hold on to my foundation?
Oh, man, just simply, man, even early, like I told you, I met Jesus early.
Right.
I mean, the people I hung around, people that I grew up with, came to my parents' house, just hung around. I'm real tight. And a lot of cats, they're gone now. Or they locked up. And I'm not talking about for no petty charges. I mean, these are dudes, like, these are my dogs, man. These are my dudes. You know, they held me down even the times we was in school, high school, whatever, man. These dudes will hold me down. Anything I need, anything I want, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they was there, man, but... It just, if I would have stayed along that path with them, I would have been either or, And it was crazy that one of my dudes, man, years later, I went off to college, went off to school, and, we kind of lost touch. But then he made it his business to find me, man. I mean, he was really looking for me.
Yeah.
And when he found me, matter of fact, I think it was one holiday, it was one Christmas season, it was a holiday or something, man. And I was back home from school, and he met up with me at my parents' crib, because he remembered my parents lived at, and he was one still there, so he went by there a couple of times, and my parents told him. I was at school, but I would have been home, I guess it was that weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got home, he came by, we talked, and for a number of years, man, he was, always chopped it up with him about getting saved, getting his life together, man.
Yeah.
At that time, we young dudes, man, ain't doing that, man, whatever. But the thing about it, it was that level of respect there for the decision I made.
Yeah.
He still lived the life he lived, man. But later on, he came and he was like, yo, man, I didn't get it back then, man, but I got it. I see what you was trying to tell me, man. I see what you was trying to share with me back then, And this is just years later.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, he got in some other trouble, but then, we made contact, man, and he just was appreciative of some of the, things that, I'm trying to get him to see by living the life of Christ, man. Because, many times people think because you save, you know, you got God and you like got Jesus and you're like, you know, you become soft, you're chump, whatever, man. You know, that's the case with me, man. You know what I mean? I keep it 100 with folk, period, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just that cat right there, man, this dude was this dude, what I say, this dude was OG, man. He was OG, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he was one of those guys, man, but I would have hung it out with him, man. I can honestly say, man, I probably would have been in some, you know, gotten in some serious trouble. Like I said earlier, man, I probably wouldn't have even been here, man.
Wow. Well, that's what's up, man. We're hearing DJ Blue, Sean Blue's testimony right now. We're going to be right back, man. DJ, man, we're going to go to a mix from you, though, man. What's one of your favorite tracks, man, that you would like to spin right now?
Right now, one of the dudes I'm really like spinning right now, I'm really checking for, I'm excited about. It's actually two of them, but one of them is Sail Out of the Corner, man.
Oh yeah,
really, I'm really digging what he's doing right now, and my man Cambino. But yeah, those are the two, like. You know, of course, there's a lot of them being a DJ, man, but those are two that I'm kind of excited about what they're doing right now. So, yeah, definitely Sail Out Corner and my man Candino.
All right, so we're going to hop into a track, and we'll be right back with DJ Sean Blue on Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. Let's get it.
You're up in the mix with
DJ
Sean Blue.
The $6 million man.
So silence, I'll imagine. What? I'm hot, think I'm looking average, no talent. Tell them that I'm lavish. I'm not logo my cabbage, all my money to flatter. Please believe me, not look at me. Please don't judge me without a passion. They say these things are prepared for us. The moon's horizon is the news that they've been telling us. Beforehand, I walk with every man with a purpose. Greatly connected brothers, everyone another. Young, told them dream to the precious sea. Panavaleka, we are the Ephah, fighting the Elah. The Philistines, the one who blocked the dream. They earned defeat with me, but I don't exempt the enemy, a sin to be. And Jesus said, love them, that's why I hit the scene. Affection to blessings, greater direction, let's re-elect it. And I turn to plea, I turn it into a message. I'm big, I shine, but don't forget the next one. Hold up.
On the grind, DJ.
Yeah. They been waiting a long time for this one. Craig, let's get them.
They saying hip-hop's dead. Let it die. This the birth of truth music.
Meanwhile,
DJ.
The $6 million.
They been waiting a long time for this one. Craig, let's get 'em.
hip-hop's dead, let it die. This the birth of truth music, what? The death of lies, yeah. God over money, I rap too far, yeah.
Meanwhile,
and get them boys new clothes, gotta change on me. I spit you this lyrical polygraph. Say you ain't a Christian, so you don't listen to golly rap. Only problem I got with that is you ain't never bust your pistol or cut a brick, but you filling your iPod with that. Copy that, your logic is not intact. So miss me with all of that, dog. I done ripped on the hardest cat. So ready or not, I am a messenger. Call me a heavenly weapon for God. Whether a felon or cop, I kill you the business quicker than a helicopter. Propeller can chop. Killing that crack, they selling the block. Saying they made it, peddling rot. Look at they graves. They was in college, but never say it in any day rhyme. I've been to prison, but not for crime. You went for tickets, stop the line. I go to talk to folk all the time that really did what you talking, all your rhyme. And I'ma keep it 100. Hip hop got me sick to my stomach. Heard y'all mocking God, so don't find it out when I'm hopping out like who won it. And some'll say that ain't real hip hop. Others say, man, it is hip hop. If you gon' let Satan steal hip hop, then save hip hop or kill hip hop. Gone. They saying hip hop's dead, let it die. This the birth of truth music, what? The death of lies. Yeah. God over money, I rap too far. Hey. 7 boy, act like
you know.
Call 9-1-1 hey. And get them boys new clothes. Hey. The game gotta change on me.
You know. So act like
hey.
You know.
So act like
hey. You know.
Now they tell me all I talk about is God. Whole flow sounding like an ad-lib from Big Shine. All I hear on radio, the same song, same sound. Guess we ain't paying enough to hear our music in your town. Well, you ain't gotta play my song.
Nope.
I ain't finna pay for spins. Plus that DJ say that he ain't have saying this. So what you saying then? Oh, it's the program director. I'ma put my fans on his head and tell him to spin these records. Now I understand why you may not wanna play this in the club. Cause the truth in this don't go well with you trying to cut. DJ, if you could, respect you could. Us in your playlist, we will show appreciate the love. It's God over money, unashamed till we dead and gone. And you know, I had to jump on business song. Yeah, you know, I had to jump on business song. God over money, baby. Let's go, yeah.
They saying hip hop's dead, let it die. This the birth of truth music, what? The death of lies,
yeah.
God over money, I rap too far.
Hey.
7 boy, act like
you know.
Call.
It's official on the grind world order,
yeah.
With
my
the on the grind DJs.
The 6 minutes.
My ex-girl is getting married now.
Meanwhile,
the $6 million man.
And the grind DJs.
My ex-girl is getting married now. I've been single for so long, it's getting scary now. I don't trust girls, and if I do, it's rarely out. I sell a home, I promise myself I'll be moving out. And that was last year, living like it's last year. And not last year, as if it was
meanwhile.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Big M from the C Spot. It's a Christian open mic every Friday. Doors open at 8 p.m. First Fridays, we got the urban gospel. Second Fridays, we have contemporary praise and worship. Third Fridays, all spoken word. Fourth Fridays, we got a gospel showcase. It's just a $10 donation at the door. That's the C Spot every Friday at God First Christian Ministries International, 7418 South 126th Street in Seattle, Washington. Bring three, get in free. The C-Spot, with Christians coming to you.
If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio, hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today.
Sorry, Frank, but unless you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt there's a God, I'll never believe.
But Bob, every decision we make in this world requires faith. For instance,
you got in this car.
That didn't require faith.
Oh, sure it did. I mean, how do you know I'll get us to work safe and sound?
Well, you've gotten me there in the past.
Right. You examined the evidence and decided it was safe to get in the car. But you don't know that I'll get us there safely today.
Hey, you come on, man. You're going too fast for this turn. Slow down.
Unless you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that these brakes are going to work, I'm not going to use them.
Frank, come on. There's a stoplight ahead. Use the brakes. They'll work.
Prove it.
Well, but I can't.
Well, we just don't know about these brakes now, do we?
Whoa, we're gonna die!
Well, what do you know? The brakes do work.
Of course they do.
And Bob, the evidence that there is a God is as conclusive as the evidence that these brakes will work. You need to look at the facts and make a decision.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
We back with DJ Sean Blue, man, getting it in. We do want to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there, man. Hopefully y'all had a great Christmas. We getting it in, man. DJ Sean Blue said it was great. He got it in with the kids, the fam, everything like that, man. Hey, talk to me though, bro. Since we're talking Christmas real quick, what's your favorite memory of Christmas, man?
Oh man. I got a couple, man, but one of them was really stood out because, I mean, I've always been into music.
Yeah.
I was headed back to Germany, and my dad he left the fam first to go to Germany. So that Christmas was kind of was traveling, so it wasn't a lot we could take with us, but with the clothes on our back,
right,
backs and all of that, because we was traveling. But I can remember my dad, we got to Germany, and he knew at that time, that's when I was learning how to play the drums. My pop sent me a picture of a drum set he got me, man. And
wow.
I didn't really at the time I didn't really wasn't really to go back overseas, man, but when that dude sent me that picture of a drum set, man, I couldn't get to Germany quick enough, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
that was a highlight, man, because that right there, to learn how to play the drums, and you buy me my very first strap, man, drum set. That was a sparking point to basically where I am today. So that was one memory of I could say getting a set of drums, man, and I kind of sparked everything where I am today.
All right, man. So you bringing out a whole another aspect. Do you still play the drums? That's what I want to know, man. You still getting down?
Nah, I can hold it in a pocket, man. But I haven't really messed with the drums in a number of years, man.
Oh,
I
wow.
mean, when I started playing, I started off. I was like 10 when I started, but then by the time I hit 12, 13, man, I was playing, basically almost on a professional level.
Yeah.
Because as I got into high school, I was I was being professionally trained as well. So, I mean, by the time I finished high school, man, I was ready, man. And I played for numbers. I think I stopped about 40 now. I think when I really stopped, being serious about it, I was maybe about 27, 28.
Oh wow! Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That was like, I just like completely stopped. So yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, man: when did you get involved in DJing, and then when did you become like a Christian DJ, if you want to call it that? You know what I'm saying? So you got started, I see, in 1988, but how did that whole process start, man? Because there's a lot of people that want to become a DJ, but just, take us to the grassroots with you, man.
Well, like what I just mentioned, man, I started out playing the drums. And me and my brother, an older brother in front of me, right in front of me, he was like 2 years older than me, we started a little rap group around the neighborhood. And so I used to be on the drums. I used to always do the beat and all that. And him and his friends basically was the group. I was like, I did the beats all the time. And then the other partner was a DJ.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those things, being that my brother and his and one of his other homeboys was the rappers of the group. I was the beat maker, and then we had a DJ, so we was like the instrumentation or the foundations of the group. So we were kind of dabbling with each other's equipment, like in between us recording at the crib. I would kind of mess around with the turntables or whatever. So my man that actually that was the DJ of the group, he gave me my first turntable. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of messed around for a number of years, man. I kind of messed around with it. I kind of played with it to a point. It was more like, you know, DJing at that time was more like something I could do.
Yeah.
You know, but I wasn't really into it heavy, like scratching and all that. I was trying to get into learning scratching and all that, but I wasn't really into it, like, you know, really learn how to mix and all that. But, On my downtime, in between time, because I was like in the drums real heavy.
Yeah,
I would play around with it. But like around 88, when I was like in 10th grade, man, I really started taking it serious, like, you know, practicing a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I never really saw myself actually pursuing it now, like as a DJ. That was just like something that you do, because back in the early days with hip hop, Either you was a breakdancer, a rapper, a DJ. You know, it was one of those elements. It was one of those elements of hip hop that you got involved in. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you mess around with the beats, you know, DJing and all that. But it was like around 88 when I was like, yo, this is me. Let me see what I can do with this. So I started practicing. Then I remember I traded the dude a pair of felines, pair of feline sneakers,
yeah,
and a Brooklyn Dodgers jersey with some turntables.
Wow, those weren't the Grant Hills, yeah. Were they Grant Hills?
No, this man, Grant Hill wasn't even. Hill was still in high school at the time. But I got no. These are one of those first generation felines came out.
Yeah.
And I traded the dude for some JVC turntables. These was nowhere near the 1200.
Yeah.
I mean, but they had the little F shaped arm on them. So anyway, traded him. Started really practicing around the crib, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I thought I was pretty dope, but I didn't really, still at that point, this is 88, I was like, yo, okay, I got the skills of doing it, but I really wasn't confident enough to let everybody know, or even really call myself a DJ, like, yeah, I'm a DJ, but around that time, dude, I was in there practicing, I was putting it down, you know, so, yeah, that's when I was really, you know, really learning the art then and putting it in. But at the same time, I'm still playing drums and doing beats and stuff for my group, man. So
yeah,
that's when it really started.
So you still make beats at all, man? I need to know, man. Sean Blue is telling me all the secrets.
No, I don't. I stopped making beats, man. I mean, I got crates of tapes.
Yeah,
I got tapes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that tapes of man, just beats and stuff I did, man, years ago, man. I still have them. A lot of stuff is on cassette tape.
Yeah.
So, but now I stopped making beats about 96, 97.
Yeah. So man, you getting it in, man. You sound like you've been in the game for a minute. Talk to me about some of the first cats that you DJ'd for, you know what I'm saying, some of the first artists that you said you would DJ for, man. I know you said your brother and everything like that, but when did you start getting into some music with other cats?
Well, I started in between that. I had groups with my older brother, then I started my own group, and then I would be like the hype man, the DJ, the beat baker. I was like the whole, you know, the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
And then I got into another group where I was just basically the hype man, the DJ. And this is just local stuff, man. But I always I always wanted to be in the music industry, in the music game, man. So everybody else to this day, even those cats that I was with my brothers, man, they, you know, I still keep up with a lot of them, in touch with a lot of them, man. They still say, man, yo, man, you always was into that music, and we still doing that music. So that's always something I've always done, man. And it just started, you know, just cats around my, you know, around my way, man. And it's always been like that. And and then it got to a point where I would just do stuff like at parties.
That's when I really was.
Cause see, then it got to a point when a lot of my friends started noticing that, you know, when they come by the crib, they see the DJ set up, they see the drum set, beat machines, and all that. They said, "Well, man, you DJ too?" I said, "Yeah, whatever." But then, you know, we got to the point, you know, we was doing little parties and people, like weddings, they needed a DJ. They would hit me up or ask me, and I said, "Yeah, I do a little DJ here and there." And so that's when the level of confidence was like, "Yo, I can really do this."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can really do this, and you know, and I'm pretty good at this. I'm good. I can do this. You know what I'm saying? So, but I still wasn't like, this is going to be that thing that I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I always thought I was going to be going more into the production aspect of the music, and but it turned out to be totally different. So,
dope, man, dope. So check it out. We're going to go to another mix. DJ Sean Blue spinning on this joint right here on Yada the King Radio. And we'll be right back, man. And we're going to talk on the topic of the day. And then we might have some more questions. We're going to get it in with Sean Blue. I might even have him give some top 5 tips for some DJs. I don't know. We'll see what's popping. Yada the King Radio.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back. He said he going to do it, so we're going to do it. We'll be back in a little bit, though. Let's get it.
On the grind, DJs.
Yeah. Jake, let me talk something real quick. Okay, I'm from the K, that's in the middle of the map, fella. Certified bread state, vicious with them slaps, fella. Jokers pop the same noise, I'm on something different. They trying to work a hustle, but I treat this like a mission. Burning booze swiftly, you got 16s, well good for you. Got 32s with me, you got a circle, whoop-de-doo. I got a crew with me, a unit full of gorillas, it's the new 50. It's not a thing you can do with me. But fall back while I'm counting my load of blessings. Don't need insurance women to tell me the flow's progressive. I know it's so depressing, cause you'd love it if I lose it. But I know when all these doves piling up, it's kinda bruising to your precious little ego. I ain't playing around, the opposite of the ground that is mine like a seagull.
The 6 minutes.
The sky's what I mean though. Invisible for now, but in a minute you gon' see that.
King Kong had a microphone, bounced to a metronome. Private sound, something like this. We've been grinding for years. We're respecting months of peers, but we still can't get no love around here. Look at you, go ringer.
On the grind, DJs.
Start the show. When the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town.
Meanwhile,
DJ
Sean Blue. The 6 minutes.
Start the show. When the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. I know you will show up, so Lord, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know.
Meanwhile,
I'm down for life.
The 6 minutes.
You decide when you're ready for. I choose my side with the best Lord. I do
front line, you know I'm down.
For 6 minutes.
Show. When the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you'll show up. It's all on, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know I'm down, 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 Lord, you know I'm down for whatever.
For 6 minutes.
You know I'm down and ain't down low. I'm always ready for the ball go. And I gotta go get it, totally committed. Rule number one is I'm never gonna quit it. And I won't stop till I hit it. Bruh, if you come to you better come with it. Man, don't worry about who come to. Look, you just do what you gotta do. Now see, I was in church, but I was young and I was guessing up. But when I saw the kingdom, where you get all this aggression from? I don't know, I just wanna demolish my enemies. I feel like I just struck 105-hour energies.
It's about to show. When the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you'll show up. So Lord, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know I'm down, 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 Lord, you know I'm down.
For 6 minutes.
I'm attracted to the hoodest of the hood. The goldest of the teeth. The back alleys and wood. Grittiest of the grimy. Brothers who serving timing. Others who people label crazy. Slower out they mind. And I'm finding myself diving in a jungle full of lions. But desiring more. And I ain't talking any meaning. Mine it probably the Christ in me. Got me stuck to the hood like glue. Cause he said healthy people don't need a doc.
For 6 minutes.
Start to show. When the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you'll show up. So Lord, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know I'm down, 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 I'm down.
The $6 million man.
Church bells ringing as the day break. Another Sunday morning for me, my homies. I just came from day wake on Saturday. This is just another Sunday morning for me. I bypassed the fashion show. Death monopolizing 200 as they pass and go. Through the hood, never being where the fang go. So them caged birds only looking where they can't go. But I can't abandon my understanding of that one Messiah plan. And I gather myself in hand in that book of life. For the homies for a flight that's never landing. I see the night, but I'm standing in that tree of life. For them cannons, I saw the light. And I ran in that inner light. And I'm tanning, I gotta fight. For the life of the jungle that I was born in. Shed a tear as I'm yawning. Think about it every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning. This is for every one of my homies who ain't living. That life was never given. The time we never gave you. I hope we've been forgiven. But every single second, we ain't get to pay you. The say that God can save you. Gotta show the way to. Show them there's a way through. Bring a better day to. Every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning. Like a killing field. Mama told me that I better pray. Lot of people leaving, but I'd rather stay. This is what Jehovah died for, is what a pastor say. So let me cry my tears while the pastor pray. I just wanna mourn minds like the saints of Latter Day. Never did it for the cake. I do it for the animes. And I'm tired of the violence, and I will no longer use the vocabulary of silence. I'm repping God in my hood, to the ghetto is at its highest. Parenting is apparent, our children are right beside us. And I look in the face of death till we touching the goal like Midas. Please God, make righteous this jungle that I was born in. Still crying while I'm yawning. Think about it every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning. This is for every one of my homies who ain't living. That life was never given. The time we never gave you. I hope we've been forgiven. But every single second, we ain't get to pay you. The same that God can save you. Gotta show the way to. Show them there's a way through. Bring a better day to. Every Sunday morning.
every Sunday morning.
Hey, 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 hey.
Each Sunday morning, he sits mourning as the torment comes. Tortured by the thoughts of what he saw and done. The look of judgment, church folk off and off a son. Got him ducking from the one to which he ought to run. You got the cure for his disaster, but ain't said a word. Walk right past him to your pastor, trying to get a word. Sunday morning starts a mourning him, I never stirred. Lines of being in church and being his church are ever blurred. Disturbing what Sunday morning's just a cue to go. Sit extra cute and comfy on a pew and row. Hear a healthy sermon that you'll duly note. But chances are you exercising it are too remote for even you to quote. Meanwhile, there's a world around you dying, laying, praying for the nations. Then awaken to the sirens, indication of the violence in your hood. You can change now, killing them with silence. Yo, it's time to turn our aim around.
This is for every one of my homies who ain't living. That life was never given, the time we never gave you. I hope we've been forgiven, but every single second we ain't get to pay you. The same that God can save you. God showed a way to, show them there's a way through.
We back again, DJ Sean Blue kicking it with us here, Yada the King Radio. Man, we're going to talk on the topic of the day, man. And just in case y'all don't know, we're going to have that fun fact after party with the homie DJ Sean Blue to see if he could cook. He said he cooked a little bit earlier. I found out a little bit ahead of time, man, but we're going to see what's up. But, man, you were talking on the topic of serving, man, and I think a lot of artists, even DJs, sometimes we may get to the point where we're like, people got to serve me. But how do you keep in perspective being humble and saying, man, there's still going to be times that I'm going to have to serve others, man?
Hey, man, look, I think one of the greatest attributes of a leader, man, is to be able to be a servant. And one of the things cats kind of learn, and even Christian hip-hop, holy hip-hop, whatever you want to call it, man, I see a lot of dudes that now really humble with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you gotta be humble, man. And serving starts even in your church.
Just
serving in your church, man. Because when I'm at church, everybody at my church knows I'm a DJ. They know DJ Sean Blue. They call me Blue. But for the most part, I'm Sean. I'm Sean Wilson. I'm Bubba Sean. And there's nothing about, you know, when I'm, you know, hey, I'm DJ Sean Blue. Nah, it's nothing like that. If the bathrooms need to be clean, I, you know, chipping in, clean the bathroom. If the floor need to be mopped, the floors need to be mopped, then mop the floor. You know, that kind of thing, man. Serve the people, man. Feed the people. Not just necessarily just feeding them, feed the hungry, man, but be a servant, man. Be a servant to your house, man. I mean, you know, be a support to your leadership, man, to your pastor. You know what I'm saying? You know, serve, man. That's where your blessing's at, man. In serving. So I think it's very important. I don't care who you are. Singer, rapper, dancer, man, you gotta serve, man.
Yeah, man. So, what do you think it is that, you know, why is serving look so down upon, especially in the, I'm gonna even say it, especially in the African American community, man? It's like, you get so many people like, yo, you're not my dad, you're not this, you know, but serving is a part of Christianity. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to... there's always two sides, man. We're not supposed to have people... there's a limit to serving. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying for the people that are serving, but for the people that are over them. You know, sometimes people can take it way too far. But give me a proper perspective of what serving... why we should continue to serve. And even leaders, when they're asking people to serve, how do you do that? I mean, have you even had people serve with you? You know, share all that.
Of course. I mean, like even in serving, man, like, for example, I would say this. My church is secretary, a a church secretary left.
Yeah.
You know, she relocated, and pastor put it out there that, of course, you know, in the meantime, that, you know, the church is in search of the church secretary, church administrative assistant. Could any of the members on their free time, maybe throughout the day, come and, you know, work the phones at the office, you know, do some paperwork, you know, just help things out around the church.
Yeah.
So, you know, because this is something, you know, I for the last three and a half years, DJ Sean Blue Street Hymns is been what I've done full time.
Yeah.
So a lot of times throughout the day, man, I got a lot of time on my hands. Not saying I'm not doing anything, but I just had a lot of time on my hands that, hey, I could be a part of the situation where I could help out at my church. So it wasn't like I got paid or anything, you know.
Yeah.
But I got the kind of leadership, the kind of pastors that you know will look out. You know what I mean? So they gave anybody that worked in the office, they gave you a stipend. Hey, just for your time, just for coming by, helping out, making sure the church is, you know, keep the load off of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the load off your leadership, man. So it was a few of us that would come on a daily basis, answer phones, any type of filing, any type of things that need to be done around the building, while they're tending to ministry. And that, whether they're preparing messages for, you know, on Sunday, or they just, just the daily routine and daily operating, you know, running the church.
Right.
Because they can't do that and constantly answer the phone, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that's going on. It takes a lot of things, to run the church, man. So,
yeah.
You know, just to make a long story short, man, just offered my time.
Yeah.
You know, just offered my time, you know, whenever I was available. If I was available, I would come by 4 hours a day, you know, just serve, man. I mean, I could have been like, shoot, I mean, I would do that, you know what I'm saying? But that was a call, that was a need. That's something that you know, that needed to be done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was part of the volunteer that did that. You know what I mean? And like I said, it wasn't like you drew a paycheck, you drew money, you know what I mean? Contrary to what some people think, you know, because one of my models is DJ Sean Blue Cap. Jimmy says DJ's got to eat too. Props don't buy food.
Yeah.
But that's something totally different.
Right, I mean,
if anybody is familiar with the Show Me the Money mixtape, they understand the perspective I was talking about on that mixtape. But anyway, so, long story short, we had that going on for about, you know, 2 or 3 months. I mean, about 3.5-4 months. So,
yeah.
Being that I've been a son of the house, for a while. I've been a member of that church like 23 years.
Yeah.
When I walked in that door, you know, of my church, man, I was 18. I walked in that church by myself.
Yeah.
You know, my mama didn't make me go. My daddy didn't make me go. I went on my own. You know what I mean? So I grew up in that church. I grew up with my leaders, man. And just knowing the heart of my pastors, knowing the vision, and you know, just knowing the house, man. Just serve, man. So
yeah.
It got to the point where I knew my way around the office.
We're about to go to station ID break, but we'll be right back with DJ Sean Blue when he's going to finish his story about serving on the topic of the day on Yada the King Radio. Yada the King Radio now on BoldRadio.net every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're just tuning in and want to hear this episode in its entirety, go to YDKRadio.com.
Hey, bro, what's good? What's poppin'? You know I got something to say.
All right, well, hit us up, 425-243-4285 for a song request,
comment, or topic.
Let your voice be heard.
Yada the King, 2 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday.
Tune in to BoldRadio.net. Live bold.
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, hourofgospelswagger.com. All you need to know is it's going down here at HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. Yeah, yeah.
Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285. Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise. Hey.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada the King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada the King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, we back from break. Let us hear what DJ Sean Blue has to say about working in the office at his church as we continue on the topic of the day, serving.
I knew my way around the office. So, but, you know, the church is looking for, you know, to fill that position.
Yeah.
So I said, well, shoot, I can do this, man. So I let it be known I was interested, but it wasn't sure how that was gonna go because I didn't know if they were looking for somebody that was gonna be on a, you know, on a professional, like, you know, what administrators do. That's not something you just take light.
Yeah.
I mean, I can answer the phone. I can work the computer, man. But
yeah.
I, you know, some things you gotta work on, like, you know, my dictation. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you can't get on the phone like, yo, what up? This is Lou. You know, you got to be like, you got to be professional. You got to, you know what I'm saying? And I'm real like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but being in that taught me in serving, I learned a lot. You know,
right.
Not saying I didn't know how, but it taught me different things. You know what I mean? So, it got to the point where, hey, they was like, listen, hey, we want you to, would like for you to take the position.
Oh,
so
wow.
I took the position, you know what I'm saying? So there's something I'm excited about, and it's something I still gotta learn. There's nothing about, but like just going back to early in what I mentioned, man, it all starts back in, you know, yielding yourself, making yourself available, man.
Yeah.
What that happened in open doors, man. But see, some people think, and I, man, I'm my own boss, man. I make my own. That right there, that has its place. You know what I'm saying? That has its place, man. But when it comes to submitting yourself under to authority, under to leadership, that's something totally different, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have to listen to somebody. You're going to have to submit yourself to somebody. But why not submit yourself under God's word, under God's man and woman serving, and you, man, you don't know what God will do for you, man.
No.
Just by serving, man. It can go a long way, man, but a lot of people in our community, you know, got serving as being soft, being a slave, being a chump. It ain't even like that. It's blessings in that, dude.
Yeah, that's good, man.
You know what I'm saying? And they don't need for me to draw a text for that. Y'all read y'all Bible. There's a lot of stuff in the Bible that deals with being a servant, man. But that's one of the things that's really, you know, that really dealt with me really like the last 6-7 months of this year, man, that really, you know, enlightened me. And that's something I would say I always knew, you know, but it was just something that, you know, that was just, you know, that highlighted in my walk just recently.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, you know? Man.
As promised, DJ Sean Blue said he's going to give us the top five tips on being a DJ. Man, I know a couple of people out there personally that are looking to start DJing. And what are some tips that you got, man? Give them the top five, boss.
Well, one of the things in learning how to be a DJ is learn music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something real simple. It's to have a love and have an appreciation for music, period. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just talking about rap music or urban music.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about music in general. If you have an appreciation for music and an understanding of music, of any styles of music, whether it's country, there's different styles of music you may not necessarily favor or like, but have an appreciation of it. Get yourself familiar with different styles of music, different artists, different sounds, in terms of you can go to different eras and you can tell what styles of writing and what styles of arrangement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So one of the things is be a fan of music first. Be a fan of music. Now, as you start wanting to get into DJing, because the thing about it, if you're a fan of music, then you're open to play anything. And what I mean by that is you're not constricted. Your hearing and your mindset is not constricted. So you got some dudes, man, I want to play, you want to play these hip-hop type, R&B, urban type records.
Yeah.
But you got to have a wide spectrum. And that allows you to be creative as you develop. You know what I'm saying? So have a wide spectrum and have an appreciation and be a fan of music is the first thing I would say. You know what I'm saying? So then as you get into learning how to DJ, like hands-on, first thing you want to, one of the things you want to learn how to do is learn how to mix.
Yeah.
Learn how to mix first. Don't worry about scratching, being Jazzy Jeff or Kid Capri or whatever. Learn how to mix first. Now, because you can go a long way. Just learn and knowing how to mix. Know how to make different records. You know what I'm saying? But then as you learn how to mix, you got to appreciate some music. You know how to mix the music. Then when you operate in the level of a DJ, then you got to know the crowd. You got to feel the room. You got to know the room. You got to know the temperature. Because you in control of all of that. You know, there's certain records, because you know different styles of music, you know different demographics, you watch the room, you know that, you know, the females like certain types of records. You know, the room could be full of females. So there's certain types of records you're just not going to play when there's a room full of females. Then again, it might be a room full of young people. Then there's a certain types of records you drop when there's a room full of young people. Then, you know, married couples. You just got to know when, how to play certain records at certain times. You know what I'm saying? So learn to read your crowd. Learn to read your crowd. And you get those three right there, really. The knowing and being a fan and all the mixed music. Then that's how your style is done. Then you can start getting into learning how to scratch, learn how to do all the tricks and all that, man. All that'll come. And then just continue to build upon that, man. Shoot. You develop your own style into that. You know what I mean? And then study, man. Continue to study. Be a fan of music, man.
Yeah.
Study your favorite DJ. Study your favorite artist. You know what I'm saying? And you're coming to your own.
There you go, man. DJ Sean Blue, been at it since 1988. You do the math. He's giving y'all some major tips. Man.
88,
man. That's what I was still really like young then. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, 88, He's schooling us all, man.
That 88 was the era when the Jordan 3s were out. Yeah. The original OGs.
Yeah, that's a minute, man. So check it out, man. We're going to go get out of this segment, man. But those are, just chew on that, man. Anybody that want to be a DJ, these are some tips, man, to take your DJing to the next level. We're going to be right back with DJ Sean Blue, his contact info. Some of y'all been listening like, yo, I want to do a mixtape with Sean Blue. We're going to find out how we can do all that here on Yacht of the King Radio in just a minute. Let's get it.
It's official, On the Grind World Order, with the On the Grind DJ.
The 6 minute show.
Yeah, it is what it is, we gon' grab the mic and rock, boy. Yo, to glorify the risen king, now listen to this knowledge that we spittin'.
Meanwhile,
DJ
the mic for my savior. Not for guap and not paper. Hot and popping, the bass is knocking. We getting it rocking like Moe and Frazier. It looks like a mess when I fight the flesh. I'm engaged with the Lord, in Christ I'm blessed. In Christ and his might, I can write the best when I apply what it said in Messiah's text. The word of God, the word is sharp, piercing right through human hearts. Word on the street is you love the dark. For a moment of fame like rubber sparks. Demons are flying in the daughter's house to kill everyone like a slaughterhouse. Yeah, you got gas when you bought the house, not noticing the trap when you caught the mouse. In the trap, all you saw was bread and cheese. He put the gat in your hand and made it squeeze. All you saw was green like a can of peas. The Lord rolled from the green for a clean of thieves. Now I'm a part of his resurrection, redeemed and a part of his grand perfection. Saved by his grace, now I'm well and blessed. His word is a mirror like self-reflection. We took it to the south, boy. Yeah, it is what it is. We gon' grab the mic and rock, boy. Yo, to glorify the risen king. Now listen to this knowledge that we spittin'. We took it to the south, boy.
Risen, not dead but living. Remission of sin, his grace is sufficient. Please take hold to the truth we spit. And he died for our sin to set us free and to give us a life of eternity. Through the truth of his word, it occurred to me that he died and he rose on the third for me. Wretched me, how could this be that God would die on the wood for me? We're nothing but a bag of dust. It has to be the love that he has for us. So we give praise to the holies of holies, giving them glory with all Kenobi. The remnant speech, giving God the glory. In the end, I want God to say he know me.
We took it to the south, boy. Yeah. It is what it is, we gon' grab the mic and rock, boy. Yo, to glorify the risen king. Now listen to this knowledge that we spittin'. We took it to the south, boy. Yeah, it is what it is, we gon' grab the mic and rock, boy. Yo, to glorify the risen king. Now listen to this knowledge that we spittin'.
$6 million man.
Meanwhile,
on the grind, DJ.
Pump up and truth off in your speaker that you can't hear for miles.
Meanwhile,
my music loud.
Turn up this music, I bet the streets will follow. Remove the dome off of that whip, I call it Sleepy Hollow. My subs beating the boys, speaking this country grammar. I met this Jewish carpenter and now I'm going hammer. Boy, we inside your hood like Trayvon Martin rallies. Hoping if the church get involved, it won't ever happen again. You see this vision, boy, I'm on a mission. They smoking Memphis, I don't mean barbecue competitions.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, repo, let me get it back. Bro, tell me, are you really feeling that? I'ma try to make it hotter than the summer like I got a Trebek. Damn, Japanese, so I'ma give them facts.
Derek Minor.
DJ.
My dogs off in the streets and yes, they facing giants. They got these rocks in their pockets, but they ain't that Goliath. They chasing bread, but never get a chance to bite it. So I put my soul food in these speakers, go amplify it. Turn it up.
For
6 minutes. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Yeah.
My music loud.
My music loud.
You can't shut us down.
It's official on the Grind World Order with the On the Grind DJs.
The
Right, we back with Sean Blue, as we talked about. We gonna get it in. DJ Sean Blue, man, there's a lot of people, they want to get in contact with you, man, to see what's up with you, bro, just to hear what you got going. How do they get in a hold of you, man? Where you at on the internet, all that, man? Let us know,
man. Just go to www.djseanblue.net. If you go there, pretty much hit me there, get me there from Twitter, Facebook, you know, whatever booking information you want to check out, mixtapes, whatever, just go to www.djseanblue.net. If you want to try to holler at me, I'm not going to give you my cell phone number, but I will give you a number to call.
Yeah.
If you want to leave a message or whatever, it's 706-250-2205.
706-250-2205.
All right,
man.
If all fails, Google me.
Google DJ Sean Blue, and that's Sean Blue, B-L-U.
With a B-L-U. No E, B-L-U.
That's right, man. So definitely get in contact with him to see what's up. Man, what you got coming up next, bro?
Man, more mixtapes. Of course, I'm always going to keep doing that, man. Continue to do mixtapes. I'm continuing to do the radio shows, man. I'm just looking, you know, I gave y'all my contact information, but I love to travel. You know what I'm saying? I will come to your living room. I will come to your arena. Just get at me. Let me know what's popping. But I got a lot of things going on this spring as far as different shows, that kind of thing. So nothing just on a spectacular, because a lot of times things go month to month, week to week, day to day.
Yeah.
But just recently, maybe about a year ago now, I identified a 6-week tour, a 5-country tour in Africa. You know what I'm saying? So that was real dope. Yeah, I will have to come back on another show and talk about that, but that was real dope. I just came from the Virgin Islands and did some dates out there with my man DJ Alright Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And and of course me and Alright will continue to do some more mixtapes together, man. So I'm just gonna continue to keep the work going, man, taking up another notch, and that's it, man. Keep working.
That's what it is, man. Any last words you want to share with these people listening to this podcast, man?
Hey, man, keep your head up. Stay encouraged, man. Keep God first. That's real, man. Whatever you do, man. I mean, I know y'all might hear it, but, hey, keep God first, man. Stay true to yourself and just keep working at whatever dream, whatever goals you got, just keep at it. It's going to work out.
That's what it is. DJ Sean Blue got it in, man. Hey, I appreciate you. Man, I just wanted to get you in and have you share your story with us, man.
Yeah, I hope something I said encouraged somebody, helped somebody out, man. You know, it's just what it is, man. Again, I appreciate you having me. And, hey, let's do this again one day or whatever.
For sure, man. We're going to get into some more music, and we're going to finish this show up on Yada the King. Here we go.
I'm putting it all on the table, man.
2P13.
I'm all in. Yeah,
2P13.
The whole team all in too.
2P13.
Game up. KB, let's go.
R.I.P. to the old man, to the old man. Raising the stakes, my chips in, my chips in. We 50 deep and ain't bluffing, and ain't bluffing. My poker face. Got on my poker face.
Man, I'm so far gone like Cluedo. Like a running back through that two hole. I'm putting it all on that line, boy. Ninth inning grand slam, two hole. All or nothing, no strain. Got the highest hand, no strain. Got a 10, got a jack, queen, king, and ace. That's a royal flush.
If you ain't know
what that mean, man, what that mean? Rally around me, man, been our king. All that mean is King Jesus gave us everything on that tree. Gave us everything when he died. Gave us the winning hand when he rose. 2 Peter 1:3, all things. Lord knows.
All or nothing, see, I ain't bluffing and I ain't flexing, I'm turning up. They pulverized them, they brutalized them, they crucified them, they strung them up. He resurrected, I rose with them, that great commission, I go get them. I'm so fishing, I'm so Christian, I still believe God can sober up.
Anybody's
sin,
sin,
problem.
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
gospel.
Got him.
We just
gotta
be all in. It worked back then with Paul Niem. I'ma stick to the script, I'm all in, go.
R.I.P. to the old man,
to the old man.
Raising the stakes, my chips in,
my chips in.
We 50 deep and ain't bluffing.
My poker face,
my poker face.
Got on my poker face and we all in.
All in,
we all in.
We all in,
we all in.
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 We all in,
we all in.
If they ask in, we all in.
Can you feel that? Every breath, every pump in my chest is a blessing. I'm blessed to get back to back to him now. Sits high,
sits high.
Real rap, no lie.
Yes,
the impact, oh my God. Cause I saw God back in 05. Want me to stay calm? You kidding, man? The cold high. I'll be up in it for a minute. But when the spirit living in me, I'm a start and I'm a finish. And you gotta deal with it. Us making sure that you feel it whenever we step in the field. Fearing nobody. Cause he ain't beat by nobody. Checked the tomb and found nobody. Get it? They found nobody. That's why I go south, sound that low ward and cold out. I'm fighting for my country, that's the kingdom, man, you know though. Hold up. You can't bet our lives that we win. Cause he said he'd get out that grave and look at where he's seated.
We all in.
All in.
We all in.
Tell him we all in.
We all in.
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 Tell him we all in.
We all in.
If they asking, and we
all
in. R.I.P. to the old man.
To the old man.
Raising the stakes, my chips in,
my chips in,
chips in.
We 50 deep and ain't bluffed in.
My poker face,
got on my
poker face. And we all in,
all in, we all in.
Tell 'em we all in,
we all in,
all in,
we all in,
all in,
we all in,
all in,
we all in.
Tell 'em we all in,
we all in.
If they asking, and we.
Yeah, Late Bloom, Frontline. Yeah, you know who it is. You did it again, boy. Hey, don't let them stop your grind. I see ya, I'm with ya. Hey, yo, Rec, let's do this, bruh. Yeah, sweet.
Outcast, eyeball, hold it down. That's what I'm on. I can't stop. Somebody's watching. I'm on duty. Always clocking out. I'll be ready on the scene. Believe it. Cause giving it is way too easy. So I represent for my savior. I hold it down for my squad. I be reppin', reppin' the kingdom, so they all know who you are. Say, yeah, I ain't never been in nothing better.
It's gon' be your favorite song.
Let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now. Yeah, I'm all the way turned up, hands in the air. Let's show 'em how we do it now. They say, give it up, you're wasting time. What's the point? Slow it down now. No, sir, I bet I go harder, because I'm running on the strength of my father. Secretly they wanna see me win, 'cause that means there is hope. That's why I represent for my savior. I hold it down for my squad. I've been reppin', reppin' the kingdom, so they lay me out in that vibe. Say it, yeah, I ain't never been in nothing better. This gon' be your favorite song. Let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now. Oh yeah, I'm all the way turned up, hands in the air. Hey, if this your favorite song, let's show 'em how we put it down.
Chris Cobb is a reconcile on Yacht of the King Radio. Get the full playlist at ydkradio.com. Check it out. See what's popping. You got to go back to hear this incredible interview we had with the homie DJ Sean Blue. We had a great mix from DJ Sean Blue as well, man. We played it throughout the show. Man, we appreciate him for getting on with us, man. Look, on the topic of the day, I'm going to be real brief with what I got to say. Serving is so important, man. The heart of serving. Jesus said this when he was talking and he was preaching to some people. He said, the greatest amongst you are those that serve. Now, what does he mean by that? It's not, he didn't mean like you're going to be like, it's not always the worldly notoriety that you're going to get for serving. But in God's eyes, he's watching for those that are serving others, man. How can we serve others, man? By finding where they need help. Sometimes serving is not going to be like, oh, I can't wait to serve. You know, sometimes it's going to be a tough thing. Sometimes people may belittle you for serving, but when you do your service, do it unto God. I remember growing up in church, man, and I remember there was times where we were supposed to have a whole bunch of people come clean the church, and I was one of the only few people there. But I remember hearing, as I was there, I was angry, but God began to speak to me. He said, you're not doing this for anybody but for me, so serve unto me. And that changed my whole mindset, man. Realistically, that changed my whole mindset. So I just want to encourage all those that are out there serving for the kingdom of God, serving and building the kingdom of God, man. That is very necessary. It's needed. And understand, man, in God's time, you will be exalted. Because right after it says the pride will be tore down, but the humble will be exalted, man. And that's what's up. It's the Warrior Don Christian. Just wanted to drop a nugget with you on the topic of the day. We out of here. We'll see y'all next time. And bless God. And you know what we do when we leave. We shout life. Let's get it.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. cause ain't nobody else got a phrase like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.